Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What a great joy it is to be here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, gathered with the faithful to receive God's gift, to come together as God's family, to receive His word, to receive His forgiveness, not just by means of the words of the pastor, but also by means of eating and drinking of His body and blood. What a wonderful opportunity to come together as God's family to receive His gifts. And we do so by faith. But that baptismal faith that you received a time ago, but before that happened, before you received that faith, of course, you were like a fish in a lake, swimming without direction, lost, condemned in that filthy lake. You were lost until someone got you out of the lake of filth and put you in that lake of crystal clear waters, the lake of baptism. And then God worked a miracle in your life and gave you that baptismal faith, that new identity in Christ. Now you are get to be called child of God. You have a Christian identity now, a Christian identity which have implications. Now you are saved. Of course, you are forgiven, and therefore you are saved. And all the benefits of the cross of Jesus are for you. But the other implication is that now, through that faith, you became a missionary. Yes, you became a missionary. That's part of your Christian identity. You are called to share the treasure of your faith. You are called to share what the Lord has given you: His mercy, His forgiveness, His salvation, and everything that He has given you. You are called to be a missionary. It's not an option. You are a missionary. Now, you are also called to imitate the Lord. You are also called to follow Him. And that's the reason why you are also a missionary, because God is a missionary in the first place. We can clearly see that in the beginning, in Genesis 3, right after the fall of humanity, God had a plan. He had a mission to send a Savior, and that's His promise, that He would send a Savior to humanity. And then we see in the Christmas story how the Father sends the Son, Jesus Christ in the flesh is born. The promise is fulfilled. Can you see how God is a missionary? The Father, in sending the Son to the world, is showing His missionary character. And we are to imitate Him. That's why we are missionaries. But then, you see, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He came to the world. And did He stay in that manger forever? Did He stay in a palace and wait for the people to come in to praise Him? Or did He go out and moved and walked around? Of course He moved and walked around and preached the good news and announced the gospel, His gospel, and His forgiveness, And of course, he performed miracles and healed the lame and the leper and all those, and even rose people from the dead. God is a missionary, and so are you. You are called to move, to announce his good news, to be his hands and his feet, to deliver the mercy that you have received in the first place, just like Jesus did. He moved, and you should move. He delivered mercy, so you should deliver mercy. What a wonderful story of Jesus that teaches us that we, by faith, by his power and by his authority, we are able to go out and take our fishing rods and go and catch men alive for him. By his authority, by his grace, we are called to do it, and we do it. You know, and some of you may be think, well, I'm not really missionary. I'm not called to go out into the world in those faraway countries. But being a missionary is not about going to that country far, far away from home. Although I need to say that I pretty much admire and thank God for all those who go to different countries to be the hands and feet of Jesus. But the mission field, and you probably heard that, is just right outside of the church door. That's where the mission field is. And what's more interesting is that at Emmanuel, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as we develop the Hispanic ministry, here at Emmanuel, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the world come together. People from about 8 different nationalities gather to learn English and also to study the Word of the Lord in Spanish. People from Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, Colombia, Peru, Cuba, and some other more, they come here. And we are called as a community. We are called to be missionaries, to serve them in spirit and in body. And that's what we do. But the thing is, how do we prepare to be that missionary? How do we do that? And I think the gospel reading for this morning has an excellent example on how to be prepared to become that missionary, to catch men alive for the Lord by his grace and by his power. And we saw Simon Peter replying to our Lord Jesus when Jesus said, "Let down the nets, Simon Peter." And what was his response? "Lord," actually "Master" at that time, because he didn't have the faith at that moment. So he said, "Master, there's nothing we can do. I already toiled. I worked hard all night, and there's nothing. I already took care of this. Don't bother. There's nothing you can do about it." But then faith kicks in, and he listens to Jesus. "Simon Peter, let down the net." And then he replies, at your word, I will let down the nets." And you can see the faith in action, how Peter is listening now through the faith and obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, "at your word." And he obeys and he follows. But he obeys and follows not in human standards, but from the faith, which is a different type of obedience. It's obedience that is filled with joy and with gladness. And then the result, the nets are filled with such an amount of fish that he is not able by himself to take them out of the lake. And what does he do? He called those who are on the other boat, his partners. Come here, help me out with all this huge blessing. And this is just what we do in the Hispanic ministry. We come together, people from Emmanuel, people from Trinity, people from Christ, and hopefully many more in the future. We come together to serve, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to catch men alive for Him. And this is what we do by His grace. And I know the Lord is blessing the ministry mightily, and He will continue to do that. And then Simon Peter, he realizes that he did not do it right. And he fell at the feet of Jesus, repenting, like we do when we come to church. And he kneels down, like we are going to be kneeling down here, and confess, I am a sinner. I am a sinner. But God, in His mercy, Jesus replies to him with these words of absolution, fear not, fear not. Jesus made him clean, like He makes you clean and gets you ready to go out. And if you listen with the ear of faith, you will see Him, how God will be with you as He is, guiding you, empowering you to be His hands and His feet. And then He will say to you, as He said to Peter, follow me. I will make you a fisher of men, men alive. And that's what we are doing here. And every Sunday, as we come together as God's family to receive His forgiveness, we are being prepared to go out, not to stay in church and then from church to home and home to work. Not only that, but to proclaim and to announce and to be His hands and His feet, to pronounce those words of the gospel, to let the people outside, those who are in that filthy lake, to take them out of that and bring them to the water of holy baptism. And that's what God is doing with every one of us every Sunday. Forgiving us, getting us ready to go out, to serve, to lift high the cross and proclaim His love. Amen.